When was the last time you did something nice just for you? Really? Something that didn't require another person, place, or thing. When was the last time you felt good about your talent? When was the last time you felt you were on the right career track? For many of us, our pattern of thinking is often negative. Now, that's what I call stinking thinking. Yes, I know, I love alliteration. The thoughts you have can be especially hurtful and damaging during this challenging time. I know, hearing the phrase challenging time makes us want to roll our eyes. But let's just take a moment and look at how we can address our stinking thinking so that it can turn into positive perceptions. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting partner at McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you? Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I am so looking forward to being able to share some insights and some thoughts about what it is to be an actor, what it is to have an acting career. That's what we're all about on this patio, this podcast video. We are on a cool journey together, and you can be on that journey with us. Listen, all you need to do is go to the website, castingactorscast.com, and fill out the form that says, "Dive into the talent pool." Come on, that's funny. And if you do that, you're going to receive all kinds of freebies. One is a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a 100-page PDF all about doing voiceover work, voice acting. I think you're going to love it. The second thing is a book. Sorry, it's not a book. It's a video called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know, but I'm going to tell you in this 20-minute free video. Additionally, on that website, you're going to find a calendar with teaching dates. So if you're interested in perhaps taking a class with me, would love to have you join me. That's going to be there, as well as a section called Jeff's Jots. And that literally is our show notes based on each of these episodes. So you can have some additional information. You can really kind of get into some of the subject matter that we're talking about. All of this just to help you feel like you are part of a growing community of actors. I am so excited that the podcast is doing so incredibly well. The only thing that I ask is please, please, please do me a huge favor. Please leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Please leave a like, a thumbs up. Please consider sharing the podcast videos with your friends. It would be so meaningful for me to continue to see this podcast growing. All I'm doing is trying to give back those things that were given to me when I was an actor, now turned casting director, but also those things that weren't given to me that I hope can spare you some pain and some damage over the course of your career. So finally, I just wanted to let you know we have a little bit of a shout out here for a couple of folks who are kind enough to put Casting Actors Cast, the link to our website and to our patios, our podcast videos, on their channels. And so I need to return the favor, and I'm doing it happily so. And so this is sort of a mutual agreement that we have, and I'll be right back after this. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross-promotional shout-outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. And check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. Thank you for that. So let's jump right into it. Stinking thinking. Yeah, I know. I love alliteration. But you know what? What we tell ourselves can have harmful future consequences. It can, especially during this crazy time we're living in. So the way to find out if you have the stinking thinking that I'm warning you about is to just consider just a few of the following. What is your first thought when you get up in the morning? What is your first thought when you get up in the morning? My first thought oftentimes is, oh my God, what is today? What do I have to do today? What's going on today? And automatically, my default setting is to stress about what I need to accomplish for the day. Isn't that amazing? So can you imagine doing that year after year? It just becomes an accumulated sort of response every morning. And I think we need to do something about that. Here's another one. What is our inner monologue saying to us when we are with other people? Are you in the moment? Are you simply having a conversation with somebody? Are you sharing yourself with somebody else openly and honestly? Or are you thinking other thoughts while you are talking to another person? What does that tell us? What does that mean? And more importantly, what are you saying in that inner monologue when you are with other people? So you see what I'm saying? We say all kinds of interesting things to ourselves, don't we? We're criticizing the other person, or we're beating ourselves up for saying the wrong thing. What I am completely struck by, and this is based on my own experience, are the mean things we say to ourselves. And it happens so easily, sometimes we are not even aware that we're doing it. You know, it's true that we say such harmful things to ourselves that we would never, ever say to another person. Isn't that true? See, this is what I call the stinking thinking. It's that pattern of behavior, usually with an emotion attached, that prompts us to take and make choices based on that place we are at emotionally. And I think that can have a detrimental effect over time. So here are some subtle signs and messages that can happen. And we really, these messages can get wrongfully interpreted. So for example, the subtle signs and messages we can get wrongfully interpreted are what others think of us. How much time do you spend on wondering what others think of you? I know for me, it took me a long time to make the choice and the decision to say to myself, it's none of my business what other people think of me. It's none of my business what other people think of me. The other thing and the other indicator is how we deal with conflict. How do we deal when somebody is confronting us? Do we fight back? Do we withdraw? Do we beat ourselves up first because we feel so wrong about the situation? Or do we fight back? You know, you corner me and I'm going to come out swinging. Sometimes is a choice that we make. How about the avoidance of new patterns? I don't know about you, but I do a morning walk, and I love to do this morning walk. It's just helped me in so many ways. It's actually cured me of type 2 diabetes. No kidding. I literally don't have that diagnosis anymore. And part of it is I do this really fast-paced walk every morning. And I just realized recently that I am taking the exact same track every time. I'm not saying, oh, let me try a different way and see what's out there. And so, you know what? I started changing that. So I still avoid those options that say, let's try something new. I really need to have that sort of focused energy. And you know what? When I took a new path, I'm seeing different things that I hadn't even noticed before. It's really interesting how that happens. And then how our acting career advisor, that's us. How can our acting career advisor, that's the sort of the business side of you, lead us towards bad decisions? So do you make bad decisions based on your acting self? Here's an example. Do you share problems on social media? Now, I guess there's nothing inherently wrong with that, but let me share a quick story that I heard secondhand. I want to be really clear that I don't have all the details of the story, but I was sort of dumbfounded by this. So an actor is on stage, and apparently this actor was able to see an artistic director in the audience. And this actor takes a look at the artistic director, and the artistic director is texting on their phone. And so the actor is incensed that the artistic director of the theater can't even spend time to take a look at the work that this person is just texting on the phone. And so this actor decides after the performance to let people on social media know that this was taking place. I don't know why that happened, because the reality is, and the reality was, that this artistic director was texting the notes that they wanted to give to the cast about the performance. So it wasn't just some sort of slight. It was the artistic director doing their job. But guess what? It went out on social media. And so now what? How does that get fixed? How does that slight towards that artistic director get corrected? Do you think that that actor said, I am so sorry, I was so wrong? You know that didn't happen. But also it made me wonder when I heard the story, I thought to myself, why is this actor looking out into the audience and referencing somebody in the audience when they're supposed to be in the show? So that's how sometimes we filter our actor choices, and we can make decisions that really don't make sense, that are not really genuinely helpful to who we are. So here's another example. Many times I think actors are seeking immediate gratification rather than understanding that everything they do can help their career development. It's not just about delivering a good audition and then hope you get the job. But wouldn't it be a smarter move for you to say to yourself, what did I learn from this audition that I can apply towards my next audition? Too many times, and this is certainly true of my acting career, I thought that I was only successful if I booked the job. The reality is, every good audition where you learned something and grew from that experience is a winning, positive audition. Here's another example. Like I said, not changing the pattern because we like the status quo. We like where we are, and we're on the right path. We don't need to do anything different. You know, that kind of thinking is kind of stinking thinking, in my view, only because it's not letting you open up to other opportunities or other experiences that might be out there. What are the small changes that can lead to a new outlook? And that's the rest of this podcast today. There are small things that we can do to help adjust our stinking thinking so that we do not view the world in the same narrow vision of what it is we're trying to accomplish. We can open up and expand our viewpoint just a little bit by doing the following. So here are a few steps. It's important that you get up the same time every day. I know, that's hard, right? I don't know about you, but once you have and discipline yourself to getting up a little bit earlier every day and you have more time in the day. Now, I know actors notoriously love to stay up late. That's who they are. But if you don't have to stay up late, wouldn't it be interesting to just see if you could go to sleep just a little bit earlier? Can you do that? And then try to get up a little bit earlier. That little discipline, I promise you, I know I did it for myself. It took a while, but it had a profound impact on my outlook. The next thing I'd like to share with you is to make a list of short and long-term career projects to accomplish. Short-term and long-term projects that you would like to accomplish. For example, how are your pictures and resumes? That's kind of a common default go-to for me, I know. But it's always a good thing to really take a look. Are your picture and resume reflecting who you are now? Does it give me a sense of who you are now? Maybe some longer term goals would be having a vision of the kinds of classes that you would benefit from, whether it's a scene study class or whether it's a how to audition for Law and Order SVU class. It doesn't matter. But short and long term goals to accomplish. But here's the catch. You need to put it on a list. You need to put it down as something that you can work toward. My other suggestion is to connect with another. Connect with somebody who can be an advisor. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a group of friends that you get together on a regular basis, sort of as a support team. And this is not a social media get together, by the way. And I have nothing against social media. I think it's really valuable and useful. I think it's important to a lot of careers. I get it. But here's the other thing. What I'm talking about is human connection. And not just something you text, not just something you share, but something you have an equal exchange in. So I guess what I'm saying is that there's value in you planting the seed and then just don't expect immediate results. Plant the seed by making some of these choices and don't expect it to turn over immediately. But taking a few of those little steps, going to bed earlier, getting together with other people, really evaluating where you are in your career, really has an impact. It takes time to feel it, but it'll definitely be there. And then make a decision. But like I said, don't project the outcome. When we talked a moment ago about auditions or preparing for classes or career choices, it's really great to make some choices, make some decisions. But projecting the outcome always ends up in some level of disappointment. You know what I'm talking about. I'm sure it's happened to you. Here are some suggestions to help you with that. One long-term goal that I would love to see you start. Really, I think this is so important and valuable. If you haven't thought about it, I think this could be a cool wake-up call for you. You're going to feel great. Is start to write your own one-person show. It can be about a historical figure. It can be about your own life, whatever. But what would a one-person show, something that you are in complete control of, what would that look like? Start writing it, putting some ideas together. What's the plot? What's the hook? What's the arc? All of those things can be really, really helpful for your self-esteem and also take you out of that stinking thinking. Here's another idea. Wouldn't it be great if you could perfect your self-tape skills, your self-tape presentations, your self-submit videos? Is the video set up exactly the way you want it? Is your video set up ready to go when the opportunity presents itself? Ask yourself if you could benefit from perfecting how your self-tape process works. Bottom line, our perceptions about who we are can lead us into a wall that's just too hard to climb. Stinking thinking can become positive perceptions with small steps, a big heart, and a willingness to embrace who we are now, in the present moment, and in each subsequent moment. Because our creativity and our talent deserve it. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. This is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.